Working with Chrysler and taking over GM's main European unit Opel would allow Fiat to become a global player, but obstacles to that plan are huge. Fiat has only recently started to improve its international reputation, and even many Italians are not huge Fiat fans. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Fiat CEO Sergio Marchionne has been jetting across the world, one day in Detroit, next in Washington, and then Berlin. The North American-educated Marchionne doesn't dedicate much time to talk with reporters, but he seems to have a clear plan. Salvatore Tropea, an auto expert for the daily La Repubblica, says Marchionne is aiming to turn Fiat into one of the world's biggest automakers.
Fiat intends to spin off the resulting company into an automaker with a turnover of 88 billion euro, with 160,000 employees, and production of 6 million cars under the umbrella of the Turin-based company.
The plan is hugely ambitious, all the more so because Marchionne hopes to carry it out without spending a cent. Fiat hopes to take advantage of the auto sector crisis by securing billions in loan guarantees from the U.S., Canada, and various European governments. If he succeeds, this would turn the new company into the world's second largest car maker behind Japan's Toyota. But past experience shows that Fiat is facing an uphill battle. Cross-border mergers of automakers have not done well, and Fiat is widely seen as a small regional player with a poor track record, even on its home territory until just a few years ago. Carlo Pietrangeli runs an insurance company.
In my business, Fiats were always very low-risk cars because nobody bothered to steal them.
As recently as 2005, Fiat was in such trouble that General Motors, which had an option to buy the company, preferred to pay a $2 billion penalty rather than take over an unreliable company with a huge debt. But Pietrangeli, who has never owned a Fiat, acknowledges that the company has made huge progress under Marchionne's leadership.
Fiat is now in the avant-garde in engine production. The company invented the multi-jet and turbo-diesel systems. They consume little and deliver a lot.
Marchionne is the miracle worker who brought Fiat back from the brink, making it a profitable European leader in compact cars, selling well in Eastern Europe and Latin America. Last week, President Barack Obama warmly endorsed Fiat's deal with Chrysler. But now that Marchionne has his sights on GM Europe, which includes Opel, he has to win over Germany's politicians and powerful trade unions. In an interview with the Daily Bild, the Fiat CEO said he would not shut down any of Opel's four German plants, but the number of workers would have to be reduced. German media reaction has been skeptical. The German edition of the Financial Times said three crippled firms are being joined. Each of them has enough problems of its own. But Marchionne insists that no single company can weather the current crisis in the global auto sector alone. By merging with GM's main European operations, Fiat and Opel would both cut production and development costs and produce on the same platforms. Marchionne claims this is a marriage made in heaven. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.